The Muffin Junkie serves tunes with your tea.
This is Serendipity Sunrise, and you're listening to The Muffin Junkie Serves Tunes With Your Tea. I'm filling in for Jay Daniels, your regular podcaster here. And get better soon, sweetie. I'm sending you some healing vibes and a care package of peace and love. I'm all alone here tonight in the podcast studio on a foggy and dark midnight hour, reading some H.P. Lovecraft Call of Cthulhu before we begin the show here today. Now, Cthulhu is a giant octopod entity with fast wings, an alien being from the Lovecraft novels. Let me tell you something, sugars. Tonight we're going to talk about another kind of mollusk, and I'm speaking about a band. This is a musical mollusk. They're from Glasgow, Scotland. They're called Los Tentacles, and they are a special featured artist here today on the Muffin Junkie. And we're going to hear from their many tentacles of the Los Tentacles and explore in further detail their new album, We Have Levitation. So you better buckle your seatbelts, North America, because Los Tentacles is going to take you on a trip that defies gravity and blow your mind with their new album, We Have Levitation. Let's hear two tracks now, shall we, sugars?
Show up at my door, sitting on my door. See you taking all my visions, baby. We'll be right back.
again, sweetie pies. This is Serendipity Sunrise, and those two out-of-sight tracks you just heard were Beautiful Girl and Can't Stand It from the Masterpiece Scratch Rock album. We have Levitation by Los Tentacules. Sugar, right now, how are you doing? Are you curled up in bed, listening to this podcast right now? Enjoying the Gratz Box sound of the Los Tentacules? Are you maybe reading your copy of the Necronomicon? Or are you doodling, doing maybe some goetic seals? I don't know what you're doing, sugar, but don't go away. Because right now we're going to get to an exclusive interview with several members of the Los Tentacules here. And I'm going to cue it up now.
You're listening to Los Tentacles, The Conversation With Us. My name's Al Hotchkiss. I write the songs, I play guitar.
I'm Grant Canyon. I write the songs and I play guitar.
I'm Selena Agamandias. I play bass and sing.
We're missing two members tonight. We're missing our drummer, Jackson Marlett.
And our percussionist and shaman, James D. McKay.
General Bez-like figure, James D. McKay, the bearded one.
Yeah, so we're going to do our best to answer in the spirit of all five of us.
Yes, I'm sure we'll manage it just fine.
Well, I'm Brian.
This is Brian, our friend Brian. He's been gracious enough to help us with in the interview process.
Yes.
Jack, can I almost...
Brian's a marvellous, fucking amazingly wonderful sort of rock and roll punk band called the Jackhammers operating out of Glasgow.
But enough about them.
Please check them out. No, not enough about them. Let's talk about them some more.
I took it
my influences. No, seriously, no, go and check them out because they're one of our favourite bands in the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
Aside from
Brian's going to ask us some questions.
Okay, let's go on with the real job at hand. So, the title of the album is We Have Levitation. Is that paying homage to Rocky Erickson's 54 Elevators?
It certainly is, yes.
And how much of an influence were they on the making of the album?
Just a massive influence on us, like, musically, just in terms of this album. Like, just one of those bands that just sort of speaks to us on many levels. It's sort of life-changing when you hear the record.
One of the bands that we all love.
Yeah, and we've gone as far as to, like, include the electric jug noise in our sort of live performances as well as recordings.
Yeah.
And we just love them the best. Like, just the best band ever, I would say, one of.
What would you say were there other influences when you're recording?
Other influences when recording? Mainly just the sort of teenage punk sort of craze in the 1960s, that sort of DIY approach, like literally recording and playing in your garage and putting that on the vinyls and putting that out.
Using a lot of first takes and trying to capture
deliberately.
The feel of the room and the vibe. And
absolutely, like a lot of modern music is sort of missing a sort of spark to me that you sort of hear in a lot of older sort of music.
Well, which is why we did a lot of it live as well. That's sort of, the way they would have done it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Recording the sort of live process rather than like having it all split up.
You recorded it, It's Alive Shadows in Glasgow. What would you say the philosophy of the band as you went into it? What was the vibe?
Just get the songs done as quickly and effectively as possible. We didn't have a lot of time or money, so the philosophy was do it any way that we can and try and enjoy the process.
The whole live thing was a big part of it as well, like trying to do as much of it as we could just live in the room, rather than coming back and having it being sort of pre-programmed or convoluted in any way. Just trying to get as much of it out as we can as it happens.
Yeah.
Sort of capturing that whole thing. That's very much what we're like live, so it was cool trying
to... Yeah, we wanted to sound exactly like we did live.
Don't know if we managed to quite pull that off.
I don't think we did, but that's what we tried.
It sounds pretty close to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely got an atmosphere to it, which is what we wanted.
Could you tell us a bit about the tracks in the album? And
really well, most of it was recorded in It's Live Studios, but some, like, there's two bonus tracks that were recorded in Jackson's flat on a 4-track, and there was also
some in my bedroom as well, actually.
What's that?
I think we have one track that's done in my bedroom, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true. And another one we did live in Berkeley Studios with a guy called Andy from Sozier Records.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we used it for a 7-inch, which again was live, which seems to work best for us.
Yeah.
Welcome back, baby cakes. You just heard part one of an exclusive interview here on the Muffin Junkie with Al Hotchkiss, Grant Canyon, and Selena Ozymandias of the band Los Tentacles. And of course, if you're late tuning into this podcast, they were being interviewed by their friend, Brian McCarvey, of the band The Jackhammers. And it's another band that Serendipity recommends you check out. Check them out on YouTube. And then check out some of their live performances, because they are a fantastic band. Now we're going to hear some more from the interview in just a little bit. But right now, sweetie pies, hang on, everybody. Sorry, the lights are flickering above me here in the studio. Anyways, what I was going to say... I'm very sorry here. The lights have gone out. But fortunately, the mic and the mixing boards and everything is still working. Oh, I'm sorry, Sugars. This is so embarrassing. I know this is live. Just give me a minute, baby cakes. Let Serendipity light a candle here. I promise I'll be as quick as possible. But I've got to see if I'm going to announce. There we go. God damn it. There we go. As I light this little guardian angel, manga, candle, I declare this room full of goodness, light, and love. That's better, Sugars. Sorry for the delay. Now I'm going to play two songs off of We Have Levitation. The first is called Many Times Worse. The second is one of Serendipity's personal favorites from the album. It's called Life on the Mountain. Alrighty, sweeties. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, I went walking down the mountain to see what I could find. But I never seen too much till I seen that God pull up. And I said, oh yes, I got to make a
say that announcing by candlelight isn't really doing it for my eyes here. Very hard on the eyes while you're announcing a podcast. So what I thought I would do is to play the interview, part two, and I'm going to make a call to see if I can get a maintenance man here, a 24-hour maintenance man to fix the light fixtures. All right, sweets, let's get to the part two.
So yeah, the philosophy is just try and keep it as honest as possible and as raw and as organic as we can, because that's kind of what our band's all about.
Yeah.
Could you briefly talk about the band lineup and its dynamics during the recording of We Have Levitation, the creative process and how it all works between you all? Who's the slave driver here?
I guess that would be me and Grant, I suppose.
Kind of.
Well, we both sort of split songwriting duties down the middle. And,
but everyone's got an equal.
Yeah, like nobody gets told what to play.
No,
like I've heard of bands like this where people are like, "You play this because I wrote it like this," or "This is my drum part that I come up for this." Like that does not happen in this band.
No,
like it just seems like so like sort of just wrong.
Yeah, whoever's written the song shows up with like the basic chords and the melody,
and the rest is up to the individual. Like it won't be encumbered by like anyone trying to be a sort of Brian Wilson. Overimposing figure.
No.
Telling people what to play and when to play it. So yeah, it's very organic, and that's kind of the way we strive to keep things.
I think it makes it difficult because I think everyone in this band is a really strong personality. So there's a lot of opinions going on, and sometimes we don't agree. But most of the time, it's like we all like the same shit, and we all want it to sound the same. We all have the sound in our head, so it makes it kind of easier to agree, but. You know, when you've got four talented people in a room without blowing our trumpets, you know, it can make things a bit more interesting.
A little bit sexy.
Yeah.
A little bit sweaty.
Yeah.
Also, the recording for this album was done in somebody's hatch in their room underneath the ground.
Yeah. It's a live studio, it isn't really a studio. So I'll tell you more on that.
And, so we kind of, and we were rushed because I was heading home. So we only had, a few sessions or something? We had like three or four. Three or four, sessions where it was quite quick. We had to get all the parts in. And I remember spending many hours. I was above the hatch doing some kind of tape mechanism while we were doing, overdubs.
No, I remember. Vocals and stuff.
I remember getting quite lost and enveloped in that process. That was the first time I'd ever done anything like this.
Yeah.
And... For my part on what's it called? Many times worse.
Yeah.
I did that via Texas because they had recorded it already and I hadn't moved yet. So the vocal on that was just sent in and then
done in post production. So the results are actually quite amazing considering that.
And then recorded
in different parts of the world.
That was part two of an exclusive interview with Los Tentacles. Serendipity's going to play you part three in a little while down the road here. But right now, I wanted to update you on the electrical situation here at the Muffin Junkie podcast studio. Trevor, the maintenance man, is here. Trevor? Hey, Trevor!
Yeah, Trevor here. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Trevor, darling, what did you find out about the light fixtures? Why do we still have no lights?
See, ma'am, that's where it gets strange. I can't find anything mechanically wrong with it. The circuit looks fine, but my testers work on another bulb. But, no, I'm going to have to go to the electrical room. I'll make my way down to the basement and look in the electrical room and the fuse box. And before I go, I just wanted to say, Miss Serendipity, you are looking mighty fine this evening.
Well, thank you, Trevor.
Can I get your number?
See, the thing is, Trevor, I'm announcing this podcast. I want to do a good job for Al and Grant and Selena and Jackson and James and Brian, too. And I have to focus on that. But, you get it fixed and we'll see what we can do. All right, now get to the business at hand, sweeties.
You're listening to Muffin Junkies Serves Tunes with Your Tea. Today's special featured artist, Los Tentacles. Announced by special guest pod hostess, Serendipity Sunrise.
And darlings, well, Trevor's off taking care of the lighting issues that are plaguing the Muffin Junkie here today. Serendipity's gonna talk about some websites where you can find out more about Los Tentacles. One of the sites that I really recommend is at lostentacles.bandcamp.com. That's full of lots of goodies and info on Los Tentacles. And another site, which really is focused on their new album, is evilhoodoo.bandcamp.com/album/we-have-levitation. Darlings, when you talk about great live bands, Los Tentacles is right up there, if not the best live band out there right now. And if you're not in a country, say, that where you can see them on tour live in person, I recommend you go on YouTube. On YouTube, you're going to type in Testify with Los Tentacles. And that's live at the 13th Note Cafe. And also type in Out to Play live at the Vale. If you want to see a second performance, in fact, check them all out. Type in all the live performances by Los Tentacles. And you'll be blown away when you see the work ethic that and how much they give on stage each night. So Sugar Bears, I think right now would be a great time for Serendipity to cue up three live tracks from the Live at the 13th No Cafe album.
Hey, we're gonna take you on a trip back west with them. Put a little tail from the mountains. The mountain west.
On the boogie bus.
Clap your hands. Yeah.
I take myself down to the river. I leave behind you in the end giver. Down through the dirt, my soul is slithered. I let my mouth flow down the river. Myself out in the forest. I live without territory. Me and my old lady Doris will memorize the story. Myself a golden fountain. Become the old man of the mountain. Wish I'd been born Appalachian instead of in this Pathfinder.
This one's called Out to Play. Yeah.
I'm going to come out and dance. If you want to pinch my ass, please be. Feel free.
Welcome back, sugars. This is Serendipity Sunrise. And those sizzling, smoking hot tracks that you heard from Los Tentacules at the Live at the 13th Note Cafe performance they did were as follows. You heard Indian Giver, Out to Play, and Surf Riders. Now, baby cakes, I'm still, unfortunately, announcing in the dark. Trevor's been gone a long time. I'm beginning to think he must have had other issues with the electrical system here. Now,
Serendipity. Serendipity. Come to me, my child. Serendipity!
Sorry, sugars. I must have dozed off. I heard like this strange voice. And all of a sudden I had the urge to take off all my clothes and run towards this dark being in the ocean. Well, I looked harder in my vision. That was the thing. I looked hotter naked than I normally do. I look like Karen Black. Karen Black from all those 70s horror films. Sorry, but I have a bit of a lesbianic crush on Karen Black. Never mind. Sugars, I think I'm just getting silly here. It's just, in the wee hours of the morning here, and I'm a bit overtired, and you know what, baby cakes? I'm going to have a chai tea, and I think we're going to get to part three of the interview about We Have Levitation with Los Tentacles. And this part will talk about the cover art and many more topics. So let's get to that.
Cool. So the artwork on the cover is very cool, to say the least. Can you talk about the concept for the cover of We Have Levitation?
Well, it's just basically whatever comes out of my mangled imagination, which is quite often quite bizarre and strange. Yeah, and has no real sort of concept behind it whatsoever, other than I just sort of came up with that on that day. It just sort of appealed to me for whatever reason. I'm sort of obsessed by like old horror films and that sort of imagery.
And the rest of us thought it was really fucking cool.
Yeah, generally like the rest of the band support me in my odd imagination. So the things that sort of come out the other end are usually well received.
Sure, yeah.
So there is no real concept behind it other than I think it looks good and it's the sort of stuff that appeals to my sort of silly imagination.
And I'm quite obsessed with font.
Yeah, and Selena done a lot of the work on the cover as well, like in terms of like the script and the sort of font and what have you. So all the finesse there goes, the credit goes to her, I'm afraid, not me.
I can't take any credit, I'm not artistic.
Grant's just basically rubbish when it comes to this kind of thing.
Pretty much, yeah. I just write to
but he liked the way it looked, so that's cool.
I dug it. Yeah.
I heard you're borderline artistic. Yes. finally, where can fans see you play?
Pretty much nearly every week, more or less, give or take. So we're planning to get out of Scotland and tour about the place, but
we went to Cardiff and
we done like Cardiff Psych Fest.
It was a lot of fun, and the guy that put us up and booked us was really nice.
Phenomenally cool, really, and we had a marvellous time.
Talk about some upcoming shows in the near future and what venues and other promotions you have.
The nearest one is July 20th at Broadcast, and that is supporting the Reverse Cowgirls, who are amazing garage rock band. It's their album launch.
Hokum.
And Hokum is the name of the album, and they're just really, really fantastic band. And also supporting them are the Kosher Pickles, who we love very, very much, and they are a fun bunch who do mostly 60s covers. Although their originals are amazing. They're amazing band, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing gig. And then I think it's the 28th, it's a Sunday. We're doing the third day of the Merchant City Festival at the 13th Note.
Spring break!
With many, many other bands. And I think the last one is probably my personal favorite, because my friends are coming over from Chicago to play the 13th Note with us. They are called the Luck of Eden Hall.
I'm sure you have heard of them. I'm sure you've had them featured in your podcast.
They're amazing members in the psychedelic community and have been for a very long time, and I can't wait to see them and play with them.
Yeah.
And really excited about that.
There's been a lot of correspondence like online over the years, so it'd be cool to finally meet these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, just every one of our gigs we sort of treat with the same enthusiasm and just try and like make it as much fun as the last one, if not more so. That's kind of the whole sort of vibe of the band, is
fun! Yeah.
Have some!
Music sometimes takes a sideline to
the fun. Absolutely. Which is not a bad thing in this day and age.
Yeah.
Unless you want to listen to Coldplay.
Well.
Personally, I don't.
No.
But you might want to. And if you do, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll see you later.
And we just say there's any last words? So any bands?
Last request.
Last request.
The listeners to
check. There's plenty of bands in Glasgow that are equally, if not better, in my opinion, than we are. Obviously, we mentioned them earlier, the Jackhammers are fantastic.
The Rescue Girls are great.
Jackhammers are a very sort of potent rock and roll punk band. They're definitely worth checking out. Also, Jim from the Jackhammers is in another amazing garage band, very similar to ours, called The Brutes.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Kosher Pickles are the best cover band to ever exist.
Yeah, like, don't listen to the Fuzztones, listen to the Kosher Pickles, because they're 10 times better.
Vacunaut as well.
Vacunaut. Really, there's a whole lot of psychedelic stuff going on in Glasgow. Some of it is absolutely life-changing. So just come and check us out, and you'll get to see all this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's shameless to promote, but September's coming up, and that will be when I'm doing my Cozymandias Records Volume 2 of All of My Friends were there, which is a compilation of Glasgow-based, or in Volume 1 I had a few that weren't Glasgow, but they were definitely honorary Glaswegian-based bands.
Okay.
So that Volume 2 will be coming out soon in September, so I'm quite excited about getting that put together. It'll be all new material, featuring some of the bands we've mentioned here.
Yep, and some other great ones.
And
too.
Many more.
And you should get the first volume, because it's fucking great.
Yeah, that's a good way to get to know Glasgow musically.
Yeah.
And it's definitely
worth it. And be jealous that you're not from here.
Yeah, totally. So come to Glasgow. The weather's shite, but the music's really good. 1998. Thanks, everyone.
Woo!
Bye.
Only the righteous need apply.
Love you, bye.
That concluded the exclusive Muffin Junkie interview with Los Tentacles. Hope you enjoyed it, darlings. And learned all about the band and the entire process and the inner workings and the inner sanctum of the recording of We Have Levitation. And now, Cupcakes, I'm going to play a couple tracks from their other album, previous one, Summer of Glycon. Welcome back, baby cakes. Serendipity just played Supernatural and Gremlins on My Wing by Los Tentacles from their other superb album, Summer of Glycon. And you should check that out as well as the new album, the Summer of Glycon album. You can check out at lostentacles.bandcamp.com. And you know, I'm starting to get worried here about Trevor. I think that he's been gone far too long, and, yeah, definitely something's wrong here, and, Oh my, I wanna scream, but I can't move. Oh my god. Something horrible is manifesting here in the Muffin Junkie studio. Oh my god.
Please.
Oh, you're an octopus, an alien octopus. Are you Cthulhu?
No, I'm not Cthulhu. Are you trying to say that all the transdimensional zoomorphic entities are the same? That we all look the same? That really hurts, lady. Listen, this day just keeps getting shittier. First of all, I'm summoned to this dimension by some teenage brat using a scrying mirror, chanting some chant from a necromancy book. Oh, shit. I'm just gonna take the wife and kids shopping, and then we're all gonna have a fun day and visit the Tunnel of Set amusement park, when all of a sudden I'm pulled into your godforsaken space-time continuum.
Now calm down, sugar. Why don't you let Serendipity use this healing crystal on you and cleanse your aura?
Oh, fuck. Get away from me, you stupid fluff bunny. Now you've done it. You've really pissed me off. Get that crystal away from me. Now, prepare to die, you stupid human female bitch. I'm gonna strip the flesh from your bones and dismember you. And then devour your soul.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Did you just call me a bitch? Please tell me you did not just call me a bitch. You did! You called me a bitch! You male chauvinist pig! That just earned you a kick to the junk now, mister!
That hurt like hell. Why'd you go and do that for, lady? Why'd they land you on fire?
Hold it right now, Mr. Alien. You owe me an apology and the listeners here on the Muffin Junkie an apology. You were rude and you treated me less than I deserve as a lady. You will not speak to me with profanities. And secondly, you will apologize to the members of Los Tentacles for interrupting their podcast. You got that, mister? Are we straight now? Now do it!
I just want to say a few things before I leave. First of all, I'm sorry for interrupting the Los Tentacles podcast. I'm really a nice guy. Give me a chance and get to know me. You didn't see the real me here tonight. Inside, I'm all love. Secondly, I love your new album, Los Tentacles, as do all the other zoomorphic entities in my star system. And El Hotchkiss, I love your artwork. And, Yeah, I killed Trevor and ripped the flesh off his body and ate him. I'm sorry, you know, I just was having a rough day. It's one of those days. You know, when you're over a million years old, you get a bit cranky. You know, I apologize, Serendipity. Tommy Los Tentacles. If I'm in Scotland, I'll check out your show. I won't cause a commotion, don't worry. I'll cloak myself. And I won't interfere with your amp using my mind. A telepathic control, I'll be good. In other words, if you give me a free t-shirt, XXXL size, only the righteous need apply. I just want to say hi to my friends through tech and to my children.
All right, well, I'll forgive you, Sugars. But don't you act up again, and you watch your mouth around a lady. Now, I just wanted to thank the members of Los Tentacles, Al Hotchkiss, Grant Kenyon, Selena Ozymandias, Jackson Marley, James T. McKay, and, of course, Brian McCarvey of the Jackhammers. For giving that exclusive interview and Los Tentacles for providing the sonic sound vibrations here today on the show. Lord, this is by far the strangest podcast I've ever taken part in. Jay, you never told me, sweetie, that these kind of things happen on your show, but you got enough problems of your own, baby cakes. So right now I just want to say that you should check out We Have Levitation by Los Tentacles. Hope you enjoyed the tracks and everything we played from the show. Be sure to check all of the album out. And we are now going to end this podcast with a track from their Cosmic American Singles series called Shot My Angel Down by Los Tentacles. All right, have a good weekend, everybody. Sugar Bears, I love you all. I'm sending you lots of light, liberty, and love. Bye now, baby cakes.
I'm sitting on the edge of the bar. My mind was only going so far. The fog is you.